Hello, Libra sun and risings. Welcome to your July forecast. In these audioscopes, I'm really going to hone in on the big picture things of the month rather than going into all the little details and dates. Just watch my Instagram for those things. That's just a lot for someone to hold when they're reading a monthly horoscope. I think in this broad overview, it's best to hit the overall kind of environment and landscape you're entering into and the big picture themes. So that's sort of my focus with this. So there's three main things. I like to go over the solar lunar interactions and rhythms, which are showing through new and full moons, where part of you is reaching and part of you is deepening. So there's sort of an axis of your chart that is harmonizing each month. And we will go over those. And then to get a better picture of your personal archetypal agenda development, personal development focus and wants, we go to your planetary ruler. So we always want to know for Libra what Venus, which is your planetary ruler, is up to. Because that's sort of dictating the way you are in your own agenda, sort of progressing and changing and focusing throughout the days and weeks and years. So jumping into the month in July, we start out in Cancer season, which means we are seeing the sun against the zodiac sign of Cancer. So universally, the sign of Cancer holds qualities of nurturing and intuition and concern for family, and the roots of our lives, our home, and sort of mothering as well can come into that terrain. So that is where a spotlight is on. For you, each sign is going to rule a section of each sign's. So being a Libra, you have these 12 houses, and each of the 12 houses are ruled by one of the 12 zodiac signs. So we look to the house or the section of your chart that is ruled by the qualities of Cancer. So where the sign is indicating qualities, the house or section of your chart that it rules over is showing a category or a segment of your life. So the qualities of nurturing and depth and soulfulness are very connected to your 10th house, which is the pinnacle of your chart and the reach you have in the public world, sort of your public persona, your authority, your aspirations, your place in the public world. So right off the bat into July, on the afternoon of the 2nd, we come to the new moon of Cancer. And this is also going to be an eclipse. So a solar eclipse is always on a new moon. And that's what we've got. So there's sort of a double theme going on with both our new and full moon in July, because we're in eclipse season, which means a lot of shifts and shakeups are coming through. So I'm going to break down this new moon, and when we get to the full moon as well, in layers. So what does the new moon in Cancer mean, and what does adding an eclipse on top of that mean? So just kind of whittling it down to new moon in this part of your chart. A new moon is indicating the start of a new phase. It's a time when we're holding a lot of pressure, where we've really solidified something about ourselves in this part of our lives. So something about career, something about reputation or aspirations is feeling more solidified right now than any other point in the year. And through the pressure you're feeling with that, this is kind of leading you to, excuse me, with some foresight, create new intentions around what the next cycle you want to hold. So paying attention to if you feel too much pressure, a little apathetic because maybe you didn't put enough pressure on, or if you are in the perfect amount of pressure, that sense of stress that's a positive sense of stress is what we're looking for the sweet spot at a new moon. So kind of pay attention to the reach you made with maybe your intentions last summer for this sign. And if the pressure feels too great, too little, or just right for feeling kind of very solid and a bit challenged. So something around career. And this is the house that naturally holds new moon energy and 10th house energy and Capricorn energy all have similar themes, which they're all tied into parts of your overview this month. So there's a lot of themes around your reach and your aspiration and your position in the world. So layering on top of this time of sort of solidifying, reaching, but also coming full circle to starting a new cycle, so creating intentions for a new set, we layer on an eclipse. And there's two types of eclipses. There's a north node eclipse and a south node eclipse. And this one is going to be a north node eclipse, which means something has come full circle in this part of your chart in the Cancer energy. So things around career and your sense of nurturing and mothering and intuition and fertile ability to create stability in things, in the depths of things. In the outer world, it's a bit of a paradox to hold, is coming to an ending and beginning point. Because this north node is sitting at about the halfway mark of Cancer, and the new moon is very close to this node, I feel like about half the people, half of the Libras, are going to be experiencing urges to create intentions around helping them go through maybe one final year and round of finalizing some energy in these things. There may be clues to this is a lot of complexity, exhaustion, confusion, mistiness. These kinds of scenarios may be indicating that you need a year of really diving into the exhaustion of it, releasing, surrendering, letting go of baggage, and through that finding some new beautiful inspiration and flow in your life. The other half of you, and there might be a small pocket that kind of hold a bit of both of this. A lot of times endings and beginnings come at the same time, but sometimes we need to stretch out an ending for a while. But a good chunk may also be feeling some big brand new spark in this, some new push and passion coming out of you in life that is impulsive. So impulsive career moves, impulsive passion around what you aspire to do and how you can use your nurturing quality to stabilize position and things of structure or corporation or outer world constructs. So a new moon is the pressure and the point of creating new intentions for a new round. B, a north node eclipse is indicating a potential year of leaning into some releasing of baggage and inspiration, or a year of new spark and impulsive moves, or some sort of concoction of a little of both. So that's the dynamic around that first eclipse. They always come in pairs. So that's the new moon eclipse, solar eclipse. Next, we will move on the 16th to the lunar eclipse, or the full moon eclipse. Lunar eclipses are always on a full moon. And this one is going to be And again, I'm going to break down just what the full moon eclipse or what the full moon means and then layer the eclipse on top of that because there's sort of multiple themes to hold and it's a lot of complexity to absorb. So the full moon is going to be in Cancer's opposite sign. So where Cancer likes to deepen and nurture and stabilize things, Capricorn wants to reach. So even though Cancer's in your 10th house of reaching, the sign that holds that reaching is in your 4th house of depth. Your whole chart has this theme of the opposite energy ruling each house's natural energy. So you're like the kings and queens of being able to hold polarity and paradoxes in your lives. So this is why like a lot of themes tend to get probably reiterated when you come to full and new moon themes because you're kind of reflecting opposite quality to opposite house. Anyway, so fourth house of the section, the area of your life that deepens, that creates your roots and your foundation and your home and your security, has Capricorn ruling over it, which is the sign of structure and authority and achievement. So, in your roots, you probably like to have a sense of reputation, maybe a house that or a family that's very respected by the public or that makes a statement in the public or that's just very secure and solid, made of stone and very foundation, long-lasting tradition type of things. And you may have a lot of strictness in your home as well. So this part of your chart is having a full moon. And where a new moon sort of relates to Capricorn and 10th house energy, the full moon really relates to 4th house and Cancer energy. So this is the natural phase of the moon to match the house, but the opposite sign ruling over here. So the full moon is indicating that this is the point in the year where this house is ready to start deepening and stabilizing and growing. And a lot of times we initiate into that due to a feeling of insecurity. And that insecurity is just information telling us that a growth period is in store, is right around the corner. And so it's time, you know, we sense that growth about to come. And so we need to stabilize in order to hold that and secure, like be able to have the strength to hold what new growth is about to happen. So, it's not things you see on the surface level of your life, nothing material, but you like intuitively sense it. And that's what that insecurity is. It's hard to ever know, like, sometimes why you're feeling insecure or what to do with it. And it's just a signal that it's time to deepen something, to tend to the soul of it and the roots of it. So, this is perfect energy for your fourth house. That's what your fourth house wants to do, is to stabilize and deepen and get into the soul of things. Capricorn is not the most soulful sign. So this may, you know, your roots maybe don't have as much soulfulness as a lot of people, but at this full moon, you may really feel what it is like to create soulfulness in the home and really deep nurturing and openness of vulnerability in the home. So it's a beautiful time to really connect to the roots and the soul of your life. Not necessarily of you individually, but of like your life, the roots of your life, your family, your home, the security. So, layering on top of this, the eclipse, and this one is oppositely on the south node versus the other one that was on the north node. And the south node is indicating where we've come to a halfway mark around a 19-year circle of progression. So, we're facing off to something we started about 9 years ago, and this has to do for you with home, family, private life, security, and nurturance. So it's a point of facing off with it. So there's some karma that's coming through, good or bad, totally up to what you've done with this energy in your life. But it's also the place where you are needing to transition out of having a lot of personal ability to control and sovereignty over developing this part of your life. It's sort of like you've ripened a harvest, you've picked it, sorted it, organized it, and you're ready to take it to market to exchange on. So this is that point as a metaphor. And so it's the part where we start coming into relationship with the outer world, with this part of our chart. And this can be triggering. This, even though that sounds lovely to start pushing something into something bigger and being more involved out in the world, when you've had 9 years of being in quite a bit of control here, it takes some persuasion to loosen the reins and to come into relationship. You have to start trusting other a little bit more when it comes for you, and this is around home family roots. There's something coming into relationship here where you're going to need to start trusting more, and equalizing more and harmonizing something. A lot of times this can start out in some sort of conflict, just because what you're coming into relationship with may also be coming from that same place of not having had to loosen their reins. So it takes a lot of work on harmonizing, which can be very tough, especially depending on what sign you are in your relationship to relationship. But you are the sign of relationship, so you know how to harmonize. Just pay better attention into the roots, the scenarios around home and family and security. What's needing to sort of have a better exchange of give and take? Where are you being challenged to trust more? Where are you being challenged to harmonize? And if you can really pay attention and lean into that and understand your resonance and your harmonies and attracting ones that mesh well with that, you can create a lot of elegance in this area for yourself. So it can start out in conflict, but through lessons and things you'll go through, eventually this could turn into some deep elegance if you really work with it. Okay, so that is the main stretch and harmonizing overall that's happening in your chart. The axis of security is really being tested in big ways. You naturally hold the signs of security on the axis of security, and then you're having eclipses, you know, full and new moons on those with eclipses on them. So there's a lot of pressure. There's going to potentially be a lot of shifts and changes and unexpecteds coming up. So it's a time to just hold a lot of patience, a lot of open-mindedness, and a lot of just being up for the surprises that may come down. And if nothing major happens for you, everyone's sort of being hit by these eclipse shifts. So it's very likely that people around you will be experiencing these kinds of things as well. So either way, whether it's for you or for others or both, it's just a time to really hold a lot of nurturing and openness and patience. Okay, so this month we actually have a second new moon. It's not, it's maybe once a year we have a month that holds a second either new moon or full moon. And so this month we've got that the last day of July. We have a new moon in Leo. So on the 23rd, the moon or the sun will have moved to a new solar season into Leo, and it will start taking the spotlight off of those big shifts. These things may take a while to kind of organize and find their footing, but the spotlight is going to come off of it with the sun, which will feel like a big relief, even though there's still probably things to deal with. And it puts a spotlight on to your 11th house in Leo. And The 11th house has to do with our connection to groups, humanity, the collective conscious, experimentation, progress, or even breaking away from old constructs can be held here. And Leo is a sign of presence and creativity and warmth and command. It's a really sweet spot in the zodiac. So this sign of creativity is sitting in your house of co-creativity, which makes you quite a leader and a creative in co-creative spaces. So with the new moon falling here on the 31st, there could be some pressure around this. And just feel into that if it's like that sweet spot of pressure where it's challenging you but not crushing you, or if it's really like just too intense, or if you're a bit apathetic and you maybe didn't push yourself in this area. That will help you understand the kinds of maybe new moon intentions to make at this time, at the 31st. And another thing is, just as Cancer's kind of going through these endings and beginnings, Leo has just come from this place. So it's in a very fresh, fertile, young phase in its 19-year path. And it has a lot of resilience and a lot of passion and a lot of impulse. And so the thing to remember is, not everything takes off or takes root in whichever sign is holding this energy, but all it's requiring you to do and all it really wants you to do is to connect to your sense of passion. Sometimes there's some beginner's luck with it, and oftentimes there's a lot of failures. It's sort of like watching a toddler learning to walk. There's, you know, just so much energy, and there's a lot of desire and a lot of resilience, and it's so fun. Like, people love watching this kind of energy. So for all of us, we'll probably all be watching each other, just having a lot of fun with this energy. But don't expect everything, all the intentions and hopes you have in this 11th house space, to be really grand big things that happen for you. Just connect into the passion of it. That's it. Okay, so now we're going to move into your planetary ruler, Venus, and seeing what our goddess, the only goddess planet, is up to, to kind of help see what you, your personal agenda is going through and progressing through and developing. So Venus, I'm really going to hone in on the 3rd through the 27th, because for that whole chunk, it has moved into the sign of Cancer. And it will be in, just as the moon has phases, our planets also have phases. And I've been paying more and more attention to that. And it really seems to make a difference by understanding a planet's phase versus just a sign and house it's in. They really almost triangulate better the more exact feeling that's bringing on and requests that's bringing on. So Venus, during this 3rd through the 27th, is in what I would call a third progression, where it's sort of down in the roots, but it's also having a little bit of fun and flirtation and trying to connect. And Venus is all about body intelligence. It's all about the senses. It's all about being embodied and that inner journey to work everything through your body. So this connective energy, the phase that it's in, could be really about connecting to you, to who you are, connecting your yin and yang sides, connecting your male and female, really understanding that dynamic inwardly and using your body and movement to understand it. But this is all also happening in your 10th house in Cancer. So there's something about connecting to self or connecting in the world through nurturing in career, through aspirations that hold a lot of soulfulness and imagination. Those are just maybe a couple ways that could go. So that is the big overview for this month for you. Just a ton of stuff really hitting onto, especially because also your chart ruler, planetary ruler, is also in this axis most of the month.
axis of security, outer world reach, and private life depth of stability. This is absolutely the focus this month for you. With, you know, saying it for every sign, with the eclipses coming this month, just a lot of patience, a lot of nurturing of self and others, staying open-minded, staying fluid, staying, not being too overly surprised by the unexpected, and different shakeups, whether in your own life or around you. So, take care this month, really root and stretch in your life, pay attention to your security, roll with the shifts. Meanwhile, just do it, whatever you can to nurture those things. And I think you'll land just fine. And I will be back with you on August 1st.